have a long history on the issue of immigration. As a congressman for over 17 years, this was one of the major issues that I tried to work on. It is certainly one of those issues that is a federal issue. States have very little jurisdiction to do anything about these issues. But it is complicated. That's the reason it has taken so very, very long for Washington to come up with a comprehensive answer. I am hopeful that this situation will encourage the members of Congress to begin to work cooperatively toward what appears to require a more comprehensive solution to the issue of both legal and illegal immigration. And for a governor to propose that they have the answer to that would certainly be very presumptuous, and I'm not usually a presumptuous governor. It's not just recently that we started deporting family members who had children here in our country. Some of the more difficult ones have always been those who are the children who have been born here since the family came here illegally. The children being citizens by virtue of birthright citizenship, and the parents being here illegally. Those are issues of separation of families that has been ongoing for a very long period of time. It's always traumatic when you have to confront those kinds of situations. This one has just brought a little more attention to it, I think, because we have apparently seen such a huge increase in the number of families with children who are presenting themselves at our border. So I think that's what's caused this to receive more attention. But the issue of separating families is not new, because if you have a parent who's here illegally, but the child, you have a child who's been born here and therefore is legal, and the parent is going to be deported, we've always tried to give some deference to that fact, but nevertheless, it does present sometimes very difficult decisions to be made.